Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies in the upper 80s, winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s, winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, cooler temperatures around 80, winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows of 63. For Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, warm temps. Right now, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. Police are searching for a man as part of an investigation into a fatal Topeka stabbing. The Topeka Capital Journal reports police are looking for 40-year-old Topeka resident Andrew Timothy Evans in relation to that stabbing. A release from Lieutenant Manuel Munoz of the Topeka Police Department says police there found 41-year-old Raymond Lee Smith suffering with life-threatening injuries on Sunday in a Topeka house. He was pronounced dead by medical personnel. Munoz says Evans was last seen leaving the area on foot, and police cautioned against approaching Evans and asked anyone who sees him to contact law enforcement. Another small earthquake has rattled shelves and nerves in the Kansas town of Hutchinson. The U.S. Geological Survey says the latest earthquake occurred at 8:21 Sunday morning and was a 3.1 magnitude. No immediate reports of damage. The Kansas Corporation Commission is analyzing injection well activity in the county. Mid-America Network News.
This is Rusty, office manager at Augusta Flight Center. One of the newest additions to our 11 aircraft fleet is 733 Tango Kilo. This beautifully maintained Cessna 172 has already become a favorite with many of our pilots. With a useful load of 843 pounds, a standard six-pack, and dual VORs, it's a steal at $105 an hour and a great primary trainer or time builder. For more information on our aircraft and training options, go to our AFC Facebook page, our website at iflyaugusta.com, or call 316-733-4080.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Levagrain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
A Kansas toddler is dead after being struck by a minivan in the driveway of a rural Missouri home over the weekend. The Kansas City Star reports one-year-old Elijah Galloway of Overland Park was fatally struck Saturday evening on a private driveway east of the western Missouri town of Lathrop in rural Caldwell, Missouri County. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says a 32-year-old woman struck the child, who was taken by ambulance to a hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Lathrop is 45 miles northeast of Kansas City, Missouri. Schools in the Sunflower State struggling to prevent vaping among students, even as growing cases appear nationwide of a mysterious lung disease related to the use of electronic cigarettes. Health officials say the high nicotine content of e-cigarettes can harm developing brains and encourage cigarette use. A Kansas Department of Education survey of 2,000 high school students in 2017 found that 32% had tried vaping. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a Nebraska man enrolled in West Point's preparatory school for potential cadets has died in a cliff diving accident in the Catskills. The U.S. Military Academy said in a news release that Cadet Benjamin Botchler died Saturday in the town of Hunter, where he'd gone during his free time. The 20-year-old Botchler hailed from Bellevue, Nebraska. New York State police say he was hanging onto a rock ledge at a spot known as Fawn's Leap when a piece of rock broke off and sent him falling. About 45 people stranded on a stalled tram 40 feet above the Nebraska State Fair were rescued. Omaha World Herald reports riders were stuck on the ride for about an hour on Sunday night. State Fair safety consultant Ed LaSalle watched the rescue. No one was hurt. He said they used high-reach devices with fenced-in platforms to bring the riders down. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Construction contractors and landscapers, rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at MJSTruckRepair.com.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners met last Monday. Pottawatomie County has asked if Marshall County would support widening U.S. Highway 99 from I-70 north to U.S. Highway 36. It was consensus of the board they would support this. Kansas Department of Transportation will pay for the study. The condition of Keystone Road, a township road, was discussed. Mike Stillwell, whose neighboring residence was in the line of fire during the October 2017 jailbreak, expressed concerns with Sheriff Dan Hargrave and his department leading up to the event. In a letter to commissioners, he further questioned if Hargrave could adequately manage a larger facility as proposed with a new jail. Specific concerns were outlined in a front-page article in this past week's Marysville Advocate on the matter. Washington County commissioners conducted mostly routine business at their recent meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and heard from wind farm representatives currently working on five different agreements for the county pertaining to the Soldier Creek Wind Farm. The development, contribution, decommissioning, road use, and a complaint procedure agreement. Commissioners were further asked to address three items during upcoming meetings: the contract with a third-party engineer, extension of the moratorium currently in place, and holding an open informational session with the zoning attorney. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a draft of the 2020 budget suggesting changes. Commissioners approved the budget for publication with a total mill levy of 42.436 mills and will hold a public hearing on Monday, September 16th at 10 a.m. Concerns with roof leaks at the new county jail were discussed, as well as drainage issues. County offices will be closed Monday for Labor Day, with commissioners' meetings Tuesday. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday. Following a public hearing on the budget with two citizens recognized for comment, the board unanimously approved the budget as published. Supervisors discussed whether or not to hold the special meeting scheduled September 3rd on the sales tax issue. The question was raised whether or not the meeting was necessary, or if the discussion and voting on the issue could be moved to the regular meeting September 11th. Decision was made to move the meeting to September 11th. State Senator Myron Dorn was in attendance at a recent meeting and spoke about a bill he presented allowing a sales tax option to help fund the Beatrice 6 settlement.
One of the bills that I did carry up here was LB 472, which allowed a county to do a 1/2 cent sales tax countywide by a supermajority of the elected board. In other words, each county has seven board members, so it will take five yes votes. It doesn't matter how many are at that meeting to vote on and forward that on up to the Department of Revenue so that those sales tax could start being collected and help pay for that judgment.
Myron Dorn, a guest on our recent public affairs program, says it's now in the hands of the Gage County Board of Supervisors.
That bill is now in the county's hands. It's up to them to decide. Then if it passes, then that would be forwarded up to Department of Revenue here, and then they would, however long they need or however they do their process of incorporating that and getting that as part of the tax system there in Gage County.
River Valley Extension District will offer a program on disaster financial preparedness Thursday evening in Washington. While being physically prepared can be vital to survival, Being financially prepared is also important during and following a disaster. They'll share steps and tips to becoming financially prepared for a disaster during September, National Preparedness Month. RSVP is requested in advance. Phone the River Valley Extension District office at 527-5084. The session Thursday evening at the FNB Meeting Room in Washington. Morris E. Blucke, age 86, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Services Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday 9 until 5 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Morris Blecka. Janine A. Adams, age 67, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday at 2 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn. Visitation an hour preceding service. Burial in the St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery at Palmer. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janine Adams. Ralph Dale Wells, age 101, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Wells. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish, baby bakers, green beans, wheat bread, and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread salad, and berry bliss. Check of a school and community calendar for USD 364. Marysville JV tennis team hosts quadrangular this afternoon. Freshman junior varsity volleyball teams at Abilene this evening. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather expected over the next few days. We have an upper-level ridge, which is bringing some warm temperatures as we head through this Tuesday. We do have a dry cold front that's going to push through the area tonight. Again, just bringing us maybe a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow, but temperatures back into the mid to upper 80s as we head towards the end of the week. Like I said, not a whole lot going on with sunny skies. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 80s, around 90. Wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs around 80. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low of 63. For Thursday, we'll continue with quiet weather. Sunny skies back up into the lower 90s. Thursday night, mostly clear, low of 66. And Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high of 109 set in 2000. The average low 62 and the record low of 46 set back in 1888. Sunset this evening 7:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. Partly cloudy, 74 degrees. South-southwest winds at around 5 miles an hour this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of September. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway. Phone 562-3054.
Week one in the books. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week one of the college football season ended with ninth-ranked Notre Dame cruising to a win over Louisville 35-17, despite a slow start from Fighting Irish quarterback Ian Book.
He tries to do a little bit too much. I think he settled down in the second half, led our football team the way he's capable of leading them, and got some touchdown passes.
Irish head coach Brian Kelly speaking with ESPN. To baseball, Jock Peterson and Chris Taylor both went deep twice as the Dodgers routed the Rockies in L.A.
43, and there's a fly ball to left center field, and that is home run number 7 for Chris Taylor, his second of the night.
On KLAC, the Dodgers combined for 17 hits and 7 home runs as they won 16-9. And Carlos Santana hit his team-leading 32nd home run of the season as the Indians snapped a 3-game slide with an 11-3 bashing of the White Sox. Mike Minor and two Rangers relievers held the Yankees scoreless en route to a 7-0 win. The last time the Yankees were shut out, June 30th of last year. Their streak of 220 games of scoring at least one run is second only to the Babe Ruth-led Yankees of the early 30s. Gerrit Cole was brilliant for the Astros, striking out 14 in just 6 innings of work. But the Astros needed extras and George Springer to beat the Brewers.
And Springer hits it in the air pretty deep to center field. Going back on it is Grisham. See you later! George Springer puts the Astros back on top.
On KBME, that made it 3-2 in the 10th, and that was the final. NFL, following the abrupt retirement of Andrew Luck, sources tell ESPN the Colts have signed new starting quarterback Jacoby Brissett to a 2-year deal. Brissett had been Luck's backup, and that number 2 spot will now be filled by Brian Hoyer, who signed with Indianapolis Monday as well. To tennis, women's world number 1 Naomi Osaka is out of the U.S. Open, losing to 13th seed Belinda Bencic in straight sets in the 4th round. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Be ready for some football each week with Marysville on AM 1570 and FM 94.1 and the Area Game of the Week on KNDY 95.5.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
Since President Trump took office, the EPA has issued 85 exemptions to oil refiners, allowing them to stop blending ethanol into their fuel. That's a staggering increase from previous administrations. The waivers have been given some of the nation's biggest oil corporations, including Chevron and Exxon. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who was an ally of the president, ripped into the administration over those waivers. He said they screwed us when they issued 31 waivers compared to less than 10 in all of the Obama years. He said what's bad isn't the waiver. It's as being granted to people who really aren't going through any hardship. During a recent conference call, Grassley said the administration looking at 4 or 5 things to help make up for the damage inflicted on U.S. farmers by large numbers of small refiner waivers. Grassley says there's one thing above all others that matters to farmers. That is, they need a reallocation of every gallon that was weighed by the EPA, getting then added back into the renewable fuel standard requirement. He said he's welcoming the administration's admission that the EPA's move was wrong and taking steps to make it right. Well, while farmer frustration with the Trump administration continues to grow because of the trade war with China and those waivers, he still seems to have their support. Support for the president bounced back this year with 67% of farmers in a Farm Futures survey saying they support his reelection in 2020. That number's up from last year when Trump's rural support dropped to under 60% shortly after China introduced those retaliatory tariffs on American soybeans. In spite of the difficulties, growers still back Trump in his battle to reduce the trade deficit with countries like China. Even 2% of Hillary Clinton voters in 2016 now say they'll support Trump in 2020. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Late last week, the United States Cattlemen's Association sent letters to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Commodity Futures Trading Commission. The USCA is requesting each department to bring together cattle market participants and stakeholders to discuss concerns related to price transparency and true price discovery. The USCA sent the letter in response to the untimely fire at the Tyson Foods beef plant in Holcomb, Kansas. U.S. cattle producers have seen unprecedented disruption in the cattle marketplace over the last several
4 weeks since the fire took place. United States cattlemen want two separate cattle industry summits that would directly address issues related to the mandatory price reporting program, Packers and Stockyards Act violation and definitions, as well as cattle futures contracts. USCA says it looks forward to working with both the USDA and the CFTC to bring together cattle industry stakeholders in the months ahead. In other news, Gary Crawford and Seneca Heron from the USDA explain retail beef prices are on the rise.
Beef production in this country continues to grow, but consumer demand for that beef also is on the rise. This is making for higher prices for beef cattle producers and for food shoppers. The Agriculture Department says cattle prices this year may average about 1% higher than last year, and for 2020, they could go up by over 2%. Now, what about beef prices at the supermarket meat counter? We've got complete numbers for July.
The retail choice composite beef price for July was estimated at $6.15 per pound.
And $6.15 a pound is, according to USDA livestock economist Seneca Heron,
up from a year ago at around $6 per pound. So retail beef prices are on the rise.
Up about 2.5% from July a year ago. But for all of this year, for all cuts of beef, USDA analysts are forecasting an average beef price hike of between 0.5% up to 1.5%. And for 2020, beef prices could stay at this year's levels or rise by up to 1%. That's the forecast range. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network. During the busy harvest season, affordable parts are only a phone call away. Abilene Machine is one of the nation's largest ag replacement parts operations with a full line of high-quality new, remanufactured, and used combine and tractor parts. Are you looking for a great deal? Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 by September 11th to receive a 10% discount and free delivery to the Husker Harvest Days. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 and stop by 27 Main during the show.
Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. One of the highlights of last week's Farm Progress Show. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
My friends Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong for their TV show This Week in Agribusiness interviewed Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at the Farm Progress Show last week. They had a packed house, and Orion and Max were kind enough to share the audio with me. Let's begin with the USMCA, NAFTA 2.0.
I'm hoping we can get that done sooner rather than later. I truly believe the speaker wants to get it done. I think she believes in the best for America, and USMCA is absolutely best for America. Chapter by chapter, verse by verse, line by line, it's a better deal for agriculture, certainly, but also for manufacturing, for labor, for safety, for health, as well as other areas.
And despite what they've said about NAFTA being a bad deal, it really was good for agriculture, wasn't it?
Well, we certainly saw agriculture grow during that period of time. I think most of the president's comments about NAFTA talked about manufacturing jobs fleeing New Mexico, and we can't dispute that. It was good for agriculture. What he heard about during the campaign was really all the auto jobs, and those are facts there. And I think this new USMCA will help to recover some of those jobs as well.
I know you're an eternal optimist, but what happens if we don't get the USMCA in place? We're looking at a mighty big customer just across the border to the south of us.
I don't like to think about that. I don't even like to contemplate that, because really the world is watching. If the United States cannot make an agreement with its closest neighbors to the north and south, both allies politically, geopolitically, both allies, if we can't make a deal there, then there's not any confidence we can make with China, Japan, Korea, or anywhere else.
What are the questions that, because you traveled all 50 states, I think, and what are the main questions farmers are asking outside of trade?
East, west, north, and south, trade's usually number one. Depending on if you have high-touch crops, it's labor. We've got a huge challenge with labor in this country on legal farm labor, temporary, legal, guest workers. That's it. And then deregulation issues. I know that EPA is taking a lot of heat on the small refinery waivers, but they're working with us very well over crop protection chemicals, re-registering, and helping the agriculture with the kind of chemistry that we need to continue to lead the world in productivity.
And speaking of the EPA and the disputed small refinery exemptions regarding ethanol, we'll hear more about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:30 from KNDY, 74 degrees this morning, and it will be warmer. Humidity levels up as well, so the heat index will rise today. High temps around 90 on tap for your Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Isn't it great to be talking college football, especially if you're a KU or K-State fan? K-State Skylar Thompson threw for 212 yards and accounted for two touchdowns. Six different Kansas State players reached the end zone, and the Wildcats rolled to a 49-14 victory over Nicholls on Saturday night, giving Coach Chris Kleiman a win in his debut. Kansas State hosts Bowling Green this coming Saturday before a trip to Mississippi State. KU rallied for a 24-17 victory over Indiana State on Saturday to avoid saddling new coach Les Miles with a devastating defeat in his debut. The Jayhawks played without running back Puka Williams, their best playmaker. KU hosts Coastal Carolina next Saturday in the first meeting between those two schools. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Chekhov-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
After being released by the Buffalo Bills earlier Saturday, six-time Pro Bowl running back LeSean McCoy has reportedly agreed to a one-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, that according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. The deal is said to be worth $3 million up to $4 million with incentives. The Bills announced their intent to waive McCoy earlier Saturday, August 31st, before the Chiefs quickly made a move to reunite him with Andy Reid. McCoy gives the Chiefs four running backs on their roster following the trade of Carlos Hyde to the Texans. He joins Damian Williams, Darrell Williams, and rookie Darwin Thompson in the backfield ahead of the Chiefs opener this Sunday in Jacksonville. And if you missed it last Friday, USA Today reported that Royals owner David Glass agreed to sell the club for $1 billion with a B dollars. The deal will become official in November if it's ratified by the Major League Baseball owners. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
To tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville Home and Away games, live on KNDY. Oak trees may seem to rain acorns one year, then produce very few the next. What does it mean? A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 3rd, the 246th day of the year. Actor Charlie Sheen has a birthday, and the final radio episode of The Lone Ranger was broadcast on this day in 1954. Will this year's acorn crop be a boom or bust? It's hard to predict, as oak tree production is cyclical, with peak or mast years occurring from 2 to 5 years apart. What's more, local factors influence production, so it varies from region to region. Last fall, we heard of bumper crops in Minnesota, California, and Washington, D.C. It was a bust year in New England and Mississippi, and split verdict in Ohio between red and white oaks. Even if you're not a squirrel, there's good reason to take notice. Weather lore says a bumper acorn crop means a rough winter ahead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Sign up for our newsletter at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I was supposed to be the rock that you could stand on.